be done with anything with it because it's on a hold until I release the hold by either denying it, pressing the deny button, or the commission approval button. They can't change anything on it.
But once it's approved, then they can go in and change, or the software company can go in and change based on our order to make it proper.
Yes. If, from what I understand, yes.
If we approve it the way it is, you'd have to call the programmer. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I do not know.
Okay.
I'd take it to the assessor and let them know that this has to be, the index has to be changed on it by order of the commission.
But whatever they change...
Per the order of Board of Equalization.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true. But whatever they change will not change the 2021 tax bill without it going through your office, the clerk, to come to the collector.
But so, that, I think that's what he's saying, but by...
It, once, let's say this is approved, mm-hmm. and it gets approved, and you put in the stipulation that the... index be changed. I believe once they go in there to change that index, they have to send up another abatement because of the index change.
Correct. They'll have to send another abatement.
Which would already, by y'all saying that mm-hmm. you won't approve this until the index change is done, that would be an automatic approval because of it's already.
So do you want to, okay, I see what you're saying.
So we could possibly
that. Can they do a new abatement number to change the index before we approve or deny this one?
They can't do anything until this the hold is removed.
If we deny it, they can go in there and make their correction.
And then send it. So what is easiest for everybody? Us to deny or us to approve with the stipulation done?
If you deny it, the order for the collector will be the old res, old ag, and old commercial. That goes to the collector also. Whether you deny it or approve it, they're still going to get the new.
If you deny it and you put that through, the collectors be listening, that bill will be held until you run the proper abatement through, and then we approve it, then she'll get the correct, the collector will get the correct. Is that correct?
No. What he just says, if we deny it, they're going to send out this bill.
But we can tell her to put a hold on it. She can hold the bill.
Right, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But if we approve it, can the same thing? What's easiest is what I'm trying to figure out.
If we approve it, that bill could be sent out the same way. What if we approve it?
Or it could be held the same way.
If you approve it with the stipulation of the index being changed today, we can have that new bill with the new with the index done today, probably. If you deny it, it's going to come back on the next commission meeting.
Well, the next week we're out of town, so we'd have to do it from via phone, which is fine as long as we knew everything was done right. But then that just delays the mailing out for a week.
If we approve it,
with the stipulation,
can in the program now? Can they do an abatement on the existing abatement?
That's what I'm saying is that with this abatement will be approved. Take it to them, to the assessor's office as them, and have them do the index change and do a new abatement. And that abatement is automatically approved because you all just approved it with the stipulation on this abatement.
Okay, hold on. So I'm writing down abatement number 211185. Approved only with new abatement, correcting index number. Is that right? Index rate or index number?
I think it's rate.
Rate.
Index rate to the BOE approved motion of 2.32. Right?
What was the commercial rate?
Yeah, 232 is to the commercial rate. I'm sorry.
So what I wrote on the exhibit, on the paperwork, on mine, and I'll give it to mm-hmm. Commissioner Wyatt as acting presiding. I have written AB number 211185 approved only with new abatement correcting index rate to the BOE approved motion of 2.32.
And I'm just thinking about the way it comes in the balancing.
No, I'm just saying, does that solve it to where?
Yes.
The collector might explain it better. Is if we approve it right now, you've got to release it. It goes through, and then they can go online. She would need to call the programmer and block from paying it online when we release it. Then it can go in. It can be paid right then. If it is, and she's holding it, you know, she's giving a list.
Which could possibly cause a refund abatement.
Yeah. If it's not approved, and then the assessor writes
if the abatement. If it's not
correctly
approved, it'll still go to the collector with all three of those,
uh-huh,
with the total tax bill being $25,35.31 instead of $16,63.94, which means you could possibly have a refund abatement, mm-hmm, again, just a larger one.
But
do we want to confer with the collector and see
if
she wants to?
Mm-hmm.
Nikki, do you mind seeing if she's available, please? Thank you.
The collector?
Yes, ma'am.
Now that the programmer is doing a lot of that balancing, that may not be a big issue. If you are doing the balancing, you've got this set of figures and this set of figures, you've got your beginning, a little more complicated.
I take the stance that we said do it, now you guys figure it out.
I had a legislator tell me that one time.
No, be careful. Don't compare us to legislators.
They made a loan. I asked about it.
Legislators are very, very intelligent, capable individuals.
They said, I'm the mouth. You do the mechanics. That's what they told me.
I think we're trying to fix problems. They're trying to create problems.
Well, and that's what
I think they have, for the most part, best interest in mind.
Who's they?
The legislators.
So the best interest of themselves to get reelected.
I just said the best interest.
I thought I'd miss the salary commission or something.
We have the abatement on
next week.
This
week. Next week's Thanksgiving.
That was 20.
Yeah, salary commission is the 18th, which is
2 days.
2 days from today.
Okay.
That was 20, and 21 went 100% commercial. You're probably holding that, waiting for the.
What this here is a court order 21-11-85. It has residential and ag being taken off of it, just to be commercial. The index on it right now is the residential index. They're wanting to make sure that the index goes to commercial, which is going to change that value.
For you in balancing, is it better if we deny the abatement, send it back, and the assessor write it correctly, using the correct index to give you the correct values?
Because I can't see it on my end.
But if we deny it and he clicks, then you'll see it until next week when they write the correct abatement and go through. Or if they got it done, we could approve it later this week, Mr. Williams.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
You do Thursday.
If we deny, which is better for...
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what's best for you guys to... How do you want us to...
Getting the bill out and...
Yeah,
to prevent it from being paid incorrectly.
Did you see what the motion that I wrote up? And that may not go
over there.
So you would go ahead and rule on it being corrected without actually seeing the numbers, and then you would see that it happens before you release a hold and give it to me?
I have to release the hold before they can change anything.
It'd have to go through the process again.
Yeah, so we can, I guess regardless of if we approve it or deny it, it's still going to have to go through the process
again.
So
if we deny it, it stays as it is, until then they write the abatement, and if they write it and get it to us and Wesley agrees and get it to us.
Yeah, so what do you want us to do? Approve it like that and fix it, or deny it and fix it?
Deny it and fix it.
Okay.
And then I'll hold the bill until...
Okay.
Just because you release this hold, I won't mail out a bill.
Right.
Okay.
It'll be the hold will be off of it, but it's going to be denied.
Okay.
From what I understand.
That way you'll know it's fixed.
Okay.
Okay. Move to approve abatement number 211075 and 211076.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Move to deny abatement number 211185.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys didn't give us anything easy today, did you?
Pardon?
They didn't give us anything easy today.
No.
I have been told if it was easy, anyone could do it.
Well, I'm just saying. Board orders weren't smooth. Accounts payable wasn't smooth.
No. I said when
Well, I hope there's an easy one on there today somewhere.
Okay. Agreement for veterinary services.
Huh?
Pardon?
Sorry.
Agreement for veterinary services.
This one should be easy. We've already approved it. We just need to approve the contract.
This will be looking at.
Move to approve the contract by and between, or the agreement by and between Taney County and Branson Veterinary Hospital Incorporated.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Bid recommendation for electronic poll book.
Morning, Commissioner.
Good morning.
I was asked by our county clerk to let a bid for 54 electronic poll books, which is RFB 202109-488. We received three responses. First one from Henry M. Adkins and Sons. Total was $63,108. The second being ESS, coming in at $59,865. And lastly, No Ink, coming in at $19,710. In your packet, you should see a spreadsheet that the clerk's office put together comparing each one of the vendors and what they had to offer. I do know that one of the items that was a plus for No Ink was software licenses that will carry over to their new equipment. We're recommending to go with No Ink out of St. Louis, Missouri.
No Ink does everything you want it to do.
Yes, we have looked through all three of the bids and compared compoundability, cost, software, and so forth. And yes, we would recommend to go with No Ink. partly to do with, like Nikki said, we already own the software for that. We paid for it already.
That's the current vendor, yeah.